You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our meditation passage for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. This is the story from the first book of the prophet Samuel, where we can see the anointing of the young shepherd named David. With his ruddy cheeks and deep poetic eyes, is a beautiful episode in very marked contrast to the events preceding. He had already given proof of his unconquerable courage, as we can see in 1 Samuel 17, verses 33 to 37, where David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and killed him. Your servant has killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." When the prophet came to anoint the one who will replace Saul, they had to fetch David from his sheep, which he was pasturing beside the still waters and on the hillside. In a sense, God had found him beforehand. As we read in Psalm 89 verse 20, it says, "I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil, I have anointed him." Psalm 78 verses 70 to 71 also says, "The Lord chose David, also his servant, and took him from the sheepfolds to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance." The procession of David's brothers before Samuel was very impressive. They probably remember that Saul had been chosen for his splendid physique, and each held himself high and proud. "Surely," said Jesse to himself, "one of them will captivate the prophet's eye." But no, God chooses by the inward temper and disposition. He knew that David was a man after his own heart. The lad had been faithful in a few things and was now to be made ruler over many. The anointing oil reminds us of the anointing for service, which was communicated to our Lord at his baptism. In David's case, it was accompanied by a glorious Pentecost. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13 says, "When the prophet Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward." The Lord chooses us like David. He anoints us with his Spirit, so that we might have life in him.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.